This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. What is the reality in Syria regarding the war against ISIS and the Damascus regime of Bashar al-Assad? Dozens of intelligence analysts working with the U.S. military's Central Command say it may be impossible to provide a clear picture of the war because analysis they've provided has been altered by high-level U.S. intelligence officials to make the situation in Syria and Iraq and the readiness of Iraqi troops to go it alone look better than it all actually is. The Pentagon's inspector general has opened an investigation into the allegations, as has the Senate Armed Services Committee. With us is Tim Mak, senior congressional correspondent for The Daily Beast. Tim, is this intelligence spin or a case of cooking the books?
Well, you know, it's not quite clear the extent to which these complaints are founded. There's this investigation that's currently underway by the inspector general of the Pentagon. And what the inspector general is trying to find out is whether, in fact, this ISIS intelligence was cooked or intelligence about al-Qaeda in Iraq and Syria. I think the concern is, of course, especially with regards to intelligence that came before the 2003 Iraq invasion, is that intelligence cannot be trusted by the policymakers who have to make decisions based on that assessment.
And is the intent of the intelligence analysts to say that ISIS is actually worse, more of an entrenched presence in Iraq or less of an entrenched presence in Iraq? I can't tell what they're trying to say and what's being covered up by the higher ups.
Well, I think the suspicion is that ISIS and al-Qaeda in Iraq and Syria are a stronger force than the administration would like the public to know.
Now, does the administration want to continue its initiatives against ISIS, or would it be inclined to be in a winding down mode so that the intelligence would then suggest that actually we're mopping things up against ISIS? And the migrant crisis in, coming out of Syria suggests that things aren't getting any better.
I think, in the public domain, you can tell that the crisis with regards to ISIS and al-Qaeda in Iraq and Syria is simply not over. And I don't think the administration would claim that. It's really just a measure and an assessment of whether the administration has been successful in pushing back ISIS, degrading its capabilities en route to ultimately destroying it. That's the administration goal. If intelligence assessments are suggesting that the United States is well on its way to achieving that goal, and it's not, it's a real problem.
Does the advancement at CENTCOM, in other words, are careers within the Pentagon at stake here in terms of who's going to get a 4-star, who's going to get promoted, and what's going to happen when the next administration comes in?
Absolutely. And I think that people who are working in the intelligence community have actually described this as something of a revolt within CENTCOM. What you have is two individuals within the intelligence community blowing the whistle, and dozens of other intelligence analysts, more than 50, according to our reporting, saying this is actually happening. We've got examples to back it up. Intelligence assessments are being manipulated to fit a larger narrative that we do not approve of. And that's why there's an investigation underway.
What can Congress do independent of the administration if there are some higher-ups at CENTCOM who are actually identified here?
I think what Congress can do is what it's doing already, which is to start to investigate whether, in fact, these allegations are true, separate and apart from the Pentagon's inspector general. What we see is that the inspector general investigation could take up to a year, which is quite a long time. And I think Congress is not going to be satisfied with that timeline.
Tim Mak, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tim Mak is a senior congressional correspondent for The Daily Beast.